views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marge Potasek, and you are listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. And as we've been doing for the previous year, we'll be talking about Knowledge Book topics, topics that maybe we feel that we need to address, or topics that someone has asked to be talked about on the radio, or questions that someone has given to me or texted to me or emailed to me as something that was covered in a previous show, or something that came out of the blue and wanted to know this. Maybe this has something to do with the knowledge book. So this is what we've been doing recently since the questions have been coming in. So we've been attempting to address those questions. So again, we'll be covering questions that we've received. And of course, you could get in contact to give suggestions on topics or questions to 973, text them to 973-787-7035. Again, 973-787-7035. Or you could email them to mmjp99@gmail.com. MaryMaryJohnPeter99@gmail.com. Of course, our website for the United States is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net, where it has more information about the programs of the Knowledge Book and general information about the organization and all that. And we also now can list the Turkish website, which is www.dkbdavidkiteboy-mevlana.org.tr. And now the Turkish website is not only in Turkish, it is now in English as well. Doesn't look like it's completely finished yet, but a lot of information is on that website as well, including eventually the 2018 reading program schedule. Okay, so we'll start with the first question. That was a leftover question from the previous program, and that is, where and how does Buddhism take a person? Your thoughts about this, please. So currently, both with the Knowledge Book and with the Buddhist program, the program of meditation, we are both getting, or those studies, the Knowledge Book study and the meditation program, is taking the knowledge from the same dimension, and that is the 10th dimension. And although the goals are the same for each of these programs, the way they are applied and where in the process of evolution we are at this particular point is very different. So the entire purpose of the original program for humanity, which actually started in the Far East, was to be able to draw down cosmic energies through thought power. And it is only some individuals, certain individuals that are able to succeed in this program and therefore gain permission to enter the advanced dimensions. And the rest of us had to come back, what I call, to remedial school and go through the religious progress. Okay? So the knowledge book is actually the culmination of having gone through the religious progress, and then it takes us to a level at which we are comfortable enough, relaxed enough, peaceful enough to be able to absorb into our bodies the energies and frequencies of the cosmic energies, and therefore be able to draw down through our thought power eventually these cosmic energies, and thereby finishing our evolution level and being able to gain entry and give permission to go into the advanced dimensions. So how does the Buddhism work? Now, I'm not familiar with many of the aspects of Buddhism. I know there is Zen Buddhism, there is Japanese version of Buddhism, there is a Vietnamese version of Buddhism. Everyone has their own aspect, everyone has a way of doing things, but the predominant way of doing things is the same. There is some kind of a formal practice, and there's some kind of a way of going through graduated steps where one step prepares you for the next step, for the next step, for the next step. But I will go through Tibetan Buddhism since that is what I am familiar with. Okay? So in Tibetan Buddhism, like the other Buddhist traditions, it has very formal, graduated practices. And this addresses both the physical preparation of the body and the spiritual aspect, the mental aspect of the body, in each step of the process. Now, what we are expected to be and do is, number one, there is a preparation program for every step. So initially, you will need to do, as part of a four-step preparation program, do 111,111 prostrations, reciting a mantra. So this kind of gets your body open and relaxed to be able to then sit in a lotus position, and therefore then to do a visualization practice, a recitation mantra practice, and going through particular steps, and you're reciting particular words, and those words that are recited in Tibetan are the ones that allow you to get those energies and frequencies, because those frequencies are only available through the sounds of the Tibetan language. Okay? So at the beginning, you may be reciting a mantra and maybe doing a simple visualization. And that visualization may be of a particular deity, a particular yidamat as it is called, and reciting a particular mantra that is connected to that yidam, and that is connected then to the dimension from which the energies and frequencies can be coming into you, because you are then calling these energies to yourself through the words that you are speaking and through the position that you're in and the practices that you are doing, okay? Now, eventually, the guru or the lama that you may be associated with and who has agreed to be your teacher, which is sometimes not so easy to find, because the teacher has to accept you and you have to accept the teacher. And if you are not a great candidate, meaning you're not responsible, then each of you is in a position to put you lower on the evolution level as opposed to take you higher on the evolution level. Okay? And the entire purpose is to become a Buddha, to become an immortal. Okay? In which case, through the stepwise visualizations, now eventually that visualization that you're doing that started with a simple visualization of that one yidam with some kind of mantra recitation and practice associated with it, that gets more complicated, where towards the end of the practices, or maybe depending on what you're ready for, and it is your teacher that will let you know what you're ready for and what practice to do next, this visualization could get pretty complicated and pretty intense. So you could have a visualization of maybe a three-dimensional palace with maybe four or five different layers or floors, and at each one of these five layers or floors, there are hundreds of yidams that you are visualizing. So the whole thing is total focus. It is total focus, and you are only concentrating on that, reciting the mantra, and everything else is gone from your mind. Okay? And the knowledge book says that in this kind of a practice, the communication is from the inside to the outside. Now, even though there are group meditation practices, the practice itself is individual. And each one of those individuals in that group practice is at its own level and is doing their own particular flavor of what they understand that practice to be. However, that practice, those practices, and each step in the graduated process of attaining Buddhahood prepares the entire human, both visible and invisible, step by step to eliminate the ego. And here a person does this by themselves through their own efforts. And the entire goal and the objective and the outcome, hopefully, is that the body has the ability to receive the cosmic energies easily. And thought itself is matured through individual power. And once you are matured and you're able to absorb cosmic energies easily, then you can connect to the system, okay? And you eliminate the ego and you succeed through a process of submission, of letting go. So you're going into peace, you're going to relaxation, and you give up your ego and you go into something else. However, you do it yourself, but you need an outside teacher to guide you. You ask questions. The guru will ask you questions. What do you experience? What's going on? What's happening? And then based on what you have told them what's happening, then they may correct you. Well, maybe your position is wrong. Maybe you're not reciting the mantra properly. Maybe you've got the wrong visualization. Or they could say, okay, you're finished with this practice. Go to the next one. And eventually, through this process, through submission, through elimination of the ego, then you are able to finish your purification. You're able to attain nirvana, otherwise known as a Buddha field. And you become a Buddha. You become an immortal. And this is the final step. Nirvana is the final step of purification. And this is the sixth dimension. And this is the dimension of immortality. Now, once you're in nirvana, you got a choice. You can stay there. It's enjoyable, I understand. And it's peaceful and it's beautiful. You get what you need. You got what you want. But somehow I had these thoughts that maybe gets to be a little bit boring to be happy all the time. I don't know. But anyway, I don't remember being there or have gotten there. But anyway, again, once in nirvana, you have a choice. You can stay there or you can sign a contract. You can come back to humanity, to this dimension, and help others, in which case you become a bodhisattva, and in which case you're here to serve others. Now, this was the original program. This meditation program was the original program for humanity. Some were able to succeed. The rest of us, as I usually like to say, have to come back for the remedial school. We had to get prepared to be at the level where those cosmic energies can be easily absorbed into ourselves. Okay? And this is where the sacred books came in. And the sacred books gave us information, and they gave us their own energies. And through the programs, through the methods that were prescribed by each one of the sacred books given to our planet, then we went through a different process of purification and we were awakened as a mass being supervised by the system. And this is how humanity is enabled to attain consciousness. Now, got to point out that getting information, getting knowledge, is not the same thing as attaining consciousness. Because it is only when we cooperate with the system, by working with the system through working in the programs of the knowledge book, then we get the permission to go to the seventh dimension, which is a final manifestation of humanity, dimension of humanity, the level of perfection. And once we're at the seventh dimension, then we get the permission to go into the eighth dimension, which is the spiritual dimension, and are able to incorporate into ourselves the spiritual totality that we actually belong at. So those individuals who are practicing the meditation program of the Far East successfully got to the level of at the sixth level. However, somehow they made an agreement with the system and said, I wanted to go further. I want to go higher in the evolution level and higher in the, as far as the dimensions I could live at. And they decided to make a contract and come back to the Earth and back to the planet and actually help humanity. Okay, so the seventh dimension itself is the exit gate, and this is where the manifestation of humanity is. It is also called the 18th evolution dimension and the 72nd energy dimension. And this is where we actually transit from Alpha to go to Omega. Alpha is the one that we've discussed previously, the dimension, the channel, we've discussed that previously. Now, there are two branches of the solar dimension that are open to our planet. One is spiritual and the other is scientific. In the spiritual dimension, there is no worldly weaknesses at all. There is truth. However, ego, that is the power to carry out our world potential, does not exist and cannot exist in the spiritual potential. So, however, on the scientific side, on the scientific dimension, there is world consciousness, there is ego. However, when we have world consciousness and when we have ego, this drives us away, pushes us away from divine consciousness. The scientific dimension is the dimension of technology, of technological dimension. And here we progress using our ego. And we progress through effort. We progress through quests. We go progress through searches, through thinking, and being guided by influences. We are able to reach the path where we finally arrive at the knowledge book, or we arrive at the path that takes us to the seventh dimension. Both the spiritual and the scientific or the science path are service on the godly path. And every study and effort made on our planet is actually considered worship. And worship itself is our effort, our activities that leads us to actually reach God. Okay? So learning and science, those are the quests that we go through and we search and find through worldly consciousness. This is mental effort, and this is where the West comes in. The West is the one who attains higher dimensions through mental effort, and thought is matured by being connected to the technological channel. And in this phase, you need to be able to have mental effort. You need to have to gone through mental processes, have gone through brain gymnastics to be able to succeed on this path. Now, the Far East, there are individual programs and people undergo individual regression. Sacred books are a more advanced program where progression is made by mass being connected as a mass being connected and supervised by the spiritual, the lordly, and the technological dimensions. In the Far East, life has secondary importance. Duty is primarily important. However, there are sections in the Far East that are serving from the spiritual and the lordly dimension. So, in order to reach nirvana, as we have said before, a guru is absolutely necessary. However, once you reach the studies of the knowledge book, you yourself, we ourselves, become a guru, our own guru. So we need to be connected to the system, to be in the knowledge book studies, because this is our current path of salvation. This is our current way in which we can get the entry ticket, the license, the permission to go into the advanced dimensions, okay? And we've used the word consciousness here. And in this context, the Far East practices have high knowledge. They come in, the knowledge is from the 10th dimension. However, they are low in consciousness. And this consciousness has a particular flavor, has a particular meaning. When you are fully conscious, that means you've eliminated your ego and you are altruistic. So the Far East only gets you to the sixth dimension, immortality, through your own effort, and that effort is for yourself. Okay? Now, in the Western and in the knowledge book, ego is eliminated by altruism, by giving, by serving. Okay? So it's only when you are altruistic or free from ego that you become truly conscious. And when you have gone through the previous religious texts, the previous sacred texts, step by step by step by step, you actually have gone through a higher program and are able then to come into the knowledge book program. Okay? So I hope this answers the question. If not, please do text me another one as to where you still need information. We'd be more than happy to address it. Okay, then we have a second question, and this is a question that had come in previously, but I don't think we had enough time to actually address it in depth, so we're going to cover it again. I have my book, and I'm anxious to start the reading program on 2/19/18. What is the level of evolution that I am starting from? So first of all, I've got to admit that I don't even know what my evolution level is, and therefore I can't tell what anyone else's evolution level is. However, we can generally say a few things with some degree of certainty. So anyone who has the knowledge book has actually been given permission from the system to do so. Now, everyone starts out at zero frequency dimension, that's the world dimension, third evolution dimension, 12th energy dimension, and first solar dimension. So this is the measurement scale of where we start out on this planet as a baby. Zero frequency, third evolution dimension, 12th energy intensity dimension, and first solar dimension. But as they go through life, as they develop and grow, and as they go through their experiences, they go through intermediate frequency dimensions and finally arrive at the 15th dimension, frequency dimension, 18th evolution dimension, and 72nd energy dimension, and this is the 16th solar dimension. And this is the entry point of the knowledge book. Okay? So we can say that those individuals who are in contact with the knowledge book and have the knowledge book are at the 18th evolution dimension, 72nd energy dimension, and 16th solar dimension, and the 15th frequency dimension. And these individuals have gone through a previous system of purification, that they have gone through a religious dimension program or the Far East program and made a covenant or agreement with the system. They have paid most of their karmas, learned most of the lessons or all the lessons necessary, and they are now in the position of receiving and having received the permission to have the knowledge book. Or they have succeeded in through the previous programs to achieve salvation, meaning they've gone the programs, got the complete whatever they needed, and are now here to serve humanity. Okay? So we either succeeded at some point in time through previous programs prior to the 6,000 years program, which was the first, second, and third order of Allah, or the Kabbalah, or Jesus Christ and Muhammad, and the Far East religions. So we've succeeded to get here. Okay. And now we're on the path of, going to the next level of evolution, going to the 19th dimension. Okay. Now, anyone who has not completely finished or almost finished their evolution of the religious dimension, then they need to go and completely finish or almost finish their religious training. And once you've done that, that's what the knowledge book calls religious fulfillment. Okay? Now, if you haven't succeeded, then you will never be able to meet anyone who talks to them about the knowledge book. You will never be able to receive or ask for three fascicles from the knowledge book. You will never be able to locate an entry for the or about the knowledge book on a website, or see a website about the knowledge book, or know about this radio program. They will never see the knowledge book despite the fact that they walk by it at an event, and despite the fact that the knowledge book is in their house and being read by another member of the house. So, because that individual and all individuals, all people are actually protected, and all individuals are guided, and therefore it is only those individuals, and the knowledge book has a very high energy and frequency that it gives. You need to be prepared for those frequencies, and your bodies and your spiritual bodies and your energy bodies need to be prepared for those high energies to be able to read the knowledge book. So as long as you've got the knowledge book, then you know you've got the systems okay, you're okay, and you will be protected further by the knowledge book, and nothing, no harm will come to you. Anyone who does come into the knowledge book, we can generally say that they attain the consciousness of a single God, because that was the part of the goal of the previous sacred text, to get us to the level of knowing and having the consciousness of a single God. And they know that all humans are brothers and sisters. We're all the same. And they've also gotten to the point, they have attained the consciousness that all religions are one and have the purpose of uniting humanity. So those are the individuals, when you're at that consciousness level, that will very likely, as long as they've got their karmas cleaned up, very likely come into the knowledge book, have the knowledge book, and proceed on the path of the knowledge book. The knowledge book itself, as I had said previously, draws into itself the time consciousness of that particular moment into itself and gives only those energies and frequencies that the reader can tolerate at that time, and blocks those energies that are too much or that would be harmful. And once you've got the knowledge book, the reading program is a wonderful way to start the next phase of the evolution process. So since we're coming close to February 19th, which is the official start of the reading program on the planet, and actually February 19th is the beginning of the Cosmic New Year, that is day one of the Cosmic New Year, and every year in Turkey on February 18th, we have a New Year's gala. and everyone's invited. So if you want to go, let me know. We'll be happy to help you get there. Okay. This is, however, you will have to pay your own way. We do not have the wherewithal to pay for anyone else. Okay. So the reading program. What do you need? Well, number one, you need yourself, who wants to do the reading program. You need the third edition or the latest edition of the Purple Book version of the Knowledge Book. And this is a Purple Book that has been purchased and obtained 2013 or later. Okay. And you have signed this Purple Book. The best place to sign is on the page that has the emblem in color. Anywhere on the white space, we don't want to overwrite anything that's written there, but you would put in the first place the date that you are signing, then you would print your name, and then you would put your signature, okay? And the name would be your legal name, what appears on your driver's license or your passport, your legal name, okay? And at that point, once you've signed it, that purple book becomes your individual book and your personal teacher. Anyone else who reads that book of yours will only be able to get knowledge, but none of the energies and frequencies, because the book will lock itself because it is connected directly to you through your signature. Okay? And you would need to know what the schedule is. Well, we've covered that February 19th is the first that you would read Fascicle 1, Chapter 1. Eventually, on the Turkish website, you will be able to access the actual schedule and print it out. But right now, they only have 2017, up to 2017, the schedules, things from the schedules that are currently up are from 2009 to 2017, and eventually the 2018 reading program will be put up on that website. Okay, so where did we cover? Okay, February 19th is the time that everyone who has just starting the reading program for the first time starts, or those individuals who have somehow skipped a day in reading a chapter, they start all over again on February 19th. So either if you skipped a day, or if somehow, you know, you were too tired, started reading too late, you started reading the fascicle for the day, maybe at 10 o'clock in the evening. And next thing you know, you didn't finish and you woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning of the following day, which means you didn't finish reading the entire thing within the day that is specified for that schedule, and therefore you have not successfully finished the reading program, but you continue reading anyway. Okay? So what do you need to do? Well, number one, start reading Fascicle 1 on February 19th. And the best way to read a fascicle, read a chapter, is at one sitting from the beginning to the end with no interruptions. Then on February 20th, you would read Fascicle 2, February 21, Fascicle 3, and so on and so on. Once you finish reading the 62 sections, 55 fascicles, and 7 supplements, you would start with Fascicle 1 again, but you'd be following the schedule so you know exactly what to read when. So what's the location? Where do you do this? Well, anywhere you like. Since the book belongs completely to you, and that book is connected to you only, you could read it anywhere you want. Even if a person sitting next to you is reading a purple book as well. Okay, so this is one of the different ways of doing the reading program that was not available previously. You could read it anywhere. However, it is best to consider that to make sure that you get a minimum amount of interruptions, to make sure that you can, especially if you're starting out, make sure that the magnetic field, your magnetic field, doesn't get any outside influences, then maybe it's better to read it at home or in your own space, in your own room, with the door closed. And this kind of keeps you separate from any outside influences, from interruptions, And that is what is preferred to make sure that you get the most benefit. So what are the results of all this? Number one, what's the result? What do you get from doing this reading program? Number one, you get an increase in consciousness. You increase your energy and knowledge, okay? Once you've successfully finished reading the entire book, and you would have read the entire book six times on June 25, 19, then that person's aura becomes a part of the knowledge book aura. And this is one level of unification of humanity that this knowledge book accomplishes. And as you're doing the reading program and you have successfully finished the reading program, the knowledge book protects you from any dimension energies that have a radioactive element and that could cause cancer. The signed knowledge book is connected to the light universe, to the dimension of the All-Merciful. So infinite dimensions are available to the person who is reading, but they only get those energies based on their specific consciousness, evolution, and frequency level. Now, during the first 60 days of reading the knowledge book once through, called a round, then that reading, that from 1 to 62, is connected to the formation of the aura of the knowledge book. And the system scans the planet, scans the world, and it finds 1,000 or more people that are close to the coordinate of the individual who is reading. And during the next five rounds of doing the reading program, those coordinates receive consciousness engraftments as you are reading the knowledge book. So not only are you benefiting yourself, you are benefiting at least 1,000 people through this reading. If somehow you fail to read a fascicle in one day, or you had something important, wound up, you had to visit someone in the hospital, your plans for that day were ruined. Anyway, whatever reason, you skipped a day. Then that fascicle that you skipped, please do read on the following day plus the fascicle that's scheduled for the following day, because it is important to continue those consciousness engraftments. We don't want to leave those individuals that are connected, you know, that are close to your coordinate or at your coordinate level somewhere on your planet in the lurch. Okay? So we continue to read, even if we have interrupted the reading program, however, and you would need to start again on February 19th on the following year. And this reading program, as one of the projects that it accomplishes, one of the missions it accomplishes on this planet, is it's connected to the law of service to the human, because not only are you being helped, you are also allowing at least 1,000 of your coordinates to be helped as well with consciousness engraftments. Okay? There was a program that we did specifically on the reading program. You can go back to that as well, but be more than happy to answer any specific questions on the reading program that you have. Either text them at 973-787-7035 or email them to mmjp99@gmail.com, marymaryjohnpeter@gmail.com. Oh, I'm sorry, marymaryjohnpeter99@gmail.com, and we'll be more than happy to address them. You could also call me. I'm in New York, so keeping track of the time zones in the United States, you could also call me as well, and we can talk over the reading program or any other questions that you may have. And now it looks like maybe a good time for a break. And to remind everyone of the current website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. The Turkish website is www.dkbdavidkiteboy-mevlana.com. www.knowledgebook.org.tr. And during the break, I'll look up the link for the reading program schedules on that website and provide you at the beginning when we come back. So again, thank you for listening. Time for a break. We'll be back in a short bit.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
And hello, we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on Transformation Talk Radio. And quick reminder, the Knowledge Book website for the U.S. is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. Telephone number is 973-787-7035. My email address is mmjp99@gmail.com, marymaryjohnpeter99@gmail.com. And I do have the website for the reading schedule from the Turkish website, and that is www.dkbdavidkiteboy-mevlana-mary-edward-victor-lewis-alpha-nancy-alpha.org.tr/reading.html. That takes you directly to the page that has the reading schedule for 2017 back to 2009. And I don't know when, but That is the page that will display the 2018 schedule for the following year, starting in February 2018. Okay. So we've covered, we don't have that much time left. We have another question to cover. Maybe we can quickly finish this question. If not, then we'll continue the next time or the second time after that. So the third question is there a certain energy amount, depending on a person's perception power, that dictates what kind of thoughts are produced? Consciousness levels, influences, conscience, etc. So every evolution step is connected to a certain consciousness, a certain energy, a certain frequency dimension, and a certain conscience. So, and it is that dimension's energy, that dimension's knowledge, that dimension's frequency that we are connected to or are being washed by or we are able to absorb. And those are the influences that we receive. Okay? So every evolution step has its own particular dimension it is connected to, and the energies or the influences that it receives. Now, the frequency dimension of the New Testament is the sixth frequency dimension. It is the ninth evolution dimension and the 36th energy dimension. The Quran was actually prepared in the 15th frequency dimension, revealed through the ninth evolution dimension, but contains the energies of the 18th evolution dimension. The knowledge book itself starts at the 72nd energy level, the 15th frequency level, and the 18th evolution level, and enables those who work with it to arrive at the 76th energy level, the 16th frequency level, and the 19th evolution level. Every one of the religious dimensions and any intermediate dimensions has a particular methodology by which those books bestow the energies, the frequencies, and the knowledge that they themselves draw, and the aura that each one of these books possesses. When a person has completely integrated with the aura of each particular book, each particular methodology, then they have attained the permission to continue onto the next level of evolution or education and training. And each one of these methodologies imbues the individual also with a moral code and a conscience that is connected to that dimension and contains influences of that dimension. Now, anyone with a world dimension consciousness will be driven by ego, will do whatever it takes to get themselves shelter, food, and protection. They will most likely ignore most laws or not know or care about the following the precepts of any particular energy dimension or any particular religious training. Now, anyone with an Old Testament consciousness and in that particular training period will be rigorously following the precepts and the commandments that the Torah gives. They'll be observing the Ten Commandments. They will have the influence to do this, and the conscience will tell them this is what they need to do. They will follow the Ten Commandments. They will follow the precept of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. This is the time of law. They'll be observing the Sabbath laws and the regulations for the Sabbath. They will observe the birth and marriage rites that are prescribed, and their conscience will always scold them very loudly should they not obey the scriptures or the laws that are laid down. Okay? And they will follow whatever their particular sect of Judaism they belong to that have their own influences, each have their own influences, and each have their own conscience. Anyone in the New Testament consciousness and those at that evolution level will focus on love and will also follow the previously given moral law and religious law. So they will accept the prophets and the saints that are coming in from the Old Testament, plus whatever is given by Jesus Christ as far as the activity and precepts that are given based on love. They will observe and get the sacraments. They will follow the Ten Commandments as well. They will love everyone, forgive everyone, and they will not follow the revenge aspect of things, because their job is to forgive and to love everything. And those influences that are coming in from that dimension are the ones that will guide them, will push them to following the precepts of the New Testament, and their conscience that's connected to that New Testament consciousness will have a lot to say when people don't go to church on Sunday, when they steal, when they lie, and they start hitting the person who has hit them, okay? Now, Islam is the next level of consciousness, and those who follow and are in that consciousness, follow Islam and are in that consciousness, again, they will accept and will follow previous religious precepts and laws, and they will honor and accept the previous prophets and Jesus Christ and Mary given in the New Testament, and they will obey the social laws given by the Quran, which means their conscience will be yelling at them if they charge more interest that is prescribed by the Quran. And they will perform whatever sacred rites they need to perform in the mosques. And their conscience will not be happy with them if they don't go to the mosque and perform the rites they're supposed to. And they will have the consciousness, and the influences will be given to them to guide them towards doing the ablution five times a day, doing prayers five times a day. And again, it is the influences that are coming in from that particular book, from that particular dimension, and the conscience that's connected to that dimension that will eventually take that person through that particular dimension and give them permission to go to the next dimension. Okay? And once a person has finished with the education and training above, they will then come into the knowledge book. And the knowledge book has its own consciousness level, energy level, and the influences that are coming in, okay? So basically, every consciousness, every dimension has its own particular consciousness. Every dimension has its own particular aura, and that aura is being carried by the books that are here to give us that particular training. And that aura, that level of consciousness, and that level and that dimension has particular energies and frequencies that it gives to us, and therefore those are the influences, and the knowledge that it gives to us, those are the influences that take us from the entry level of that dimension to the exit level of that dimension and gets us ready for the next dimension, okay? And then the knowledge book, once we get to that point, it will take us from the 72nd energy dimension, the 18th evolution dimension, the 76th energy dimension, and the 16th frequency dimension. So this is the purpose of the knowledge book. The energies and the knowledge that is being given by the knowledge book are the influences, and the energies are the influences given by the knowledge book are the ones that then are connected to a different conscience, and this conscience will tell you, I should join a council program, I should join a flower program, I should be in a totality of 18, I should be a flower, I should do the writing program, I should do the reading program. So each particular dimension has a particular consciousness connected to specific influences that are given by that dimension, energies given by that dimension, knowledge given by that dimension. And at every consciousness level, you will have a different conscience telling you what is right and wrong, okay? So what's been going on is that every one of these consciousness levels has a particular knowledge level. and what the New Testament has includes the essence of this and supersedes the Old Testament, and what the Quran has includes the essence of the Old Testament and the New Testament, but it supersedes it with the knowledge and the energies given. And now the knowledge book again contains the essence of the previous five books, including the Far East, and gives us additional knowledge, additional energies and frequencies, and therefore supersedes them as well. And at each level of consciousness, we become more and more responsible and more independent. And at the knowledge book level, we are our own gurus and totally responsible for whatever happens to us and for our own success and failure. As far as there's a little tidbit here I want to throw out, that only 25% of our thoughts are our own. That means 75% of what goes on in our minds, the thoughts that are contained therein, comes from somewhere else. Okay? So this is where we are, and this is where we go, and this is all the time we have for today. Please do send messages with suggestions for topics and questions. Please do remember to join us here at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time on Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on Transformation Radio. And this is all the time we have. So humanity's verdict is in humanity's hands. As the Knowledge Book states, and Mrs. Chirac frequently reminds us, you are the ones who will save the world. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.